Buckeye Show presents Buckeye Superlatives.
Around this time every week, we will do this. Buckeye Superlatives, what stood out for us from the weekend. Maddie, my first Buckeye Superlative, Justin Fields. I'm going to do the same thing that I did last week with J.K. Dobbins. Justin Fields has not even reached a scotch of his potential yet.
You look at
the scoreboard, you look at the box score, you go back and you watch the game.
Yeah.
Buck 99 through the air, 10 incompletions, 3 touchdowns, added another one on the ground. He was doing his thing again.
Mm-hmm.
But Justin Fields will tell you, he even said this after the game. He's like, I know I left some yards out there. I left some throws. There's plenty of things to clean up. If Justin Fields can continue on this arc,
yeah,
he is going to be one of college football's best players.
No doubt. And it's going to be scary to watch. Well, good for us, but scary for teams around the country, and especially in the Big Ten, to watch this guy get better, Beamer, not only this year, but throughout the offseason, coming back again and dialing this thing up. So, no, I'm all in with you on that. And I love hearing, whether it's from him or Coach Day, you know what? We haven't hit a 10 out of 10 yet. There's a couple throws that I missed, a couple touchdowns that I left out there, small things that we may not see. They're throwing out there to the public of things that we need to work on, and I love hearing it from Justin Fields. For me right now, it's Chris Olave.
Yeah.
It is absolutely Chris Olave, and I was filling in for you a couple weeks ago, I think after the first game when you were in Baltimore for the wedding,
okay.
I believe,
yeah.
Right around that time. And I threw out to Tim, I said, I'm putting all my stock in the Chris Olave camp. I think this guy is going to be the number one receiver, if you will, for this team this year. As a sophomore, 3 for 70, a trip to the paint, and should have caught another touchdown. There was an overthrow there where he had the defense beat. Yeah, Beam, it's just – it's kind of reminding me to a smaller degree of what we saw from Dwayne Haskins. And what I mean by that is we got that flash in the pan from Dwayne where he comes into the Michigan game. You go, okay, there's something there.
Kid can play.
He rips that ball to Austin Mack. You're like, okay, there's something there, but I want to see more. Last year, he, ironically enough, in the game, Chris Olave balls out, Big Ten championship game, makes some plays. But I was saying, okay, let me see a little bit more work from this dude. Then I'll hop on the train. He's been out of his mind. I am just all in on Chris Olave and what he's going to be moving forward.
Yeah, and it's not even from the receiver position either. It's all the little things that he does, whether that's blocking downfield,
right,
whether that's cracking his skull onto a linebacker, whether that's lining up and blocking a punt, yeah, and which resulted in a safety for Ohio State. So it's not even, Matt, from the receiving standpoint and everything that he does to keep a defense's eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's also doing it the right way,
yes,
right? Listen, we had no clue about Chris Olave and what kind of a player he was until the Michigan game last year. Like, later in the year, he got a couple receptions, and you're like, all right, yeah, this guy's pretty good.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he becomes folklore Wolverine Slayer himself, like, just goes out and does this. So, yeah,
right,
I'm with you that he is one of the best college football players I've locked my eyes onto for a long time. Everything that he does,
yeah,
it's electric.
It is.
Man, it's absolutely electric.
And you talk about the teaching that he's getting from Brian Hartline with his ability to run every route in the route tree that it seems. So we're talking about 2 years in a row where a young guy has made an impact on a wide receiver depth chart, if you will, Beamer, that has veteran guys.
Yeah.
And he's still finding a way to get it done. KJ Hill, Austin Mack, Benjamin Victor this year. Then you had the trio of Paris, Terry, and Johnny a year ago, and this dude's still balling. Now Austin Mack gets injured a year ago. I get it. That's why Chris Olave came to life. But we're going to be hearing a lot of feels to Olave over the next year and a half, if you will.
Yeah, my last superlative for the night is that even though it's only 3 games into the year, the flip from Ohio State's defense last year to the first 3 games this year,
man,
is one of the most wild things I've seen. It's almost like it's an entire different 11-guy unit,
yeah,
out there. It's almost like your NFL team of choosing went out in free agency and nailed every pick in the draft and went out, splashed big-time market signings,
yeah,
to get your team to be one of the nastiest defenses in college football. That's what it's like. It's so different. A lot of the same characters,
mm-hmm,
but whatever it is, whether it's the style that they're playing, whether it's the playbook, whether it's putting your hat on someone, it's just so different, and
yeah,
it's really one of the most wild things that I think we can comprehend here.
I'm glad that you brought it up, and I think a lot of the credit has to go to the coaching staff. It has to, right? Now, these guys put in the work with Body by Marotti and all that stuff throughout the offseason, so give them some love, too. But when you look at the way the exact same group of guys,
yeah,
the exact same group are playing this year, I know there's a couple guys that aren't there, but pretty much for the most part, it's the exact same unit on defense. you have to give credit to the coaching staff, Halfley, Washington, Madison, all those guys coming in, simplifying this defense, telling guys, get the A to B, C ball, hit ball, and they're killing. Last thing, because I know we got a break.
Yeah.
Master Teague is your number two running back. It's clear. Like, my eye, it's clear.
Clear cut.
It is. There's no more debate. DeMario McCall, you can find a way to get him the ball in certain pockets of the game.
Weapon X when you need him.
Absolutely. J.K. Dobbins is your horse. I get it. But Master Teague, man, I love what I'm seeing from him early on.